Thank you for that announcement, sir. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Amron, visit www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local Amron webpage at soamron.com. That's soamron.com for local information as well as early check-in form. It also, it says Sunday check-ins, and the form works great. For Amron or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the websites, or get information and guidance on being a net operator or Channel 3 project guide for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You may also use this email address to sign up for the Amron Intelligence Brief Report via email. Stand by. Okay, we are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is patient, courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, we're going to have the Amron Net Word of the Week, and it helps. This helps you to with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. This word is always a Bible verse, and it can be for 1 week or sometimes 2 weeks. These radio skills are important for all operators at all levels in times of emergency. Remember, you should write this down. You're not required to participate in this Net Word of the Week, but if you want to, you can. This is not up for discussion. You may study in your own time if you wish. Okay, get ready to write this down. That word of the week is Isaiah 53:7. I repeat, that word of the week is Isaiah 53:7. That's India Sierra Alpha India Alpha Hotel, and the figures 53:7. Stand by. The current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins before the net with Roger Rascal, Mike Dewey, Dave, and Selva Snowman in the Illinois Valley. And the Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 and Greater Grants Pass starts at 6:30. The Illinois Valley Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Monday during the IVAR check-in. All other check-in Channel 3 checks come at the end of this net tonight. Okay, I'm going to call on Kimber to read the trivia for today.
Hi, Ron. This is WRKV487. How copy?
Loud and clear, Kimber. Go ahead.
Right, thank you, and I wanted to wish Happy Easter and Resurrection Day to all of you out there. Hope your day has been wonderful. So this week, instead of the mom and dad joke and other trivia, we have some trivia for Easter Resurrection Day, and there's 10 questions here that I thought might be interesting for the day. So starting with number one, why is the Sunday before the resurrection called Palm Sunday? When Jesus entered Jerusalem, people welcomed him as Messiah by covering the road with their garments and palm branches. Pretty cool. Second question, how many hours was Jesus on the cross? The answer is 6. Third question, how many times did Peter deny Christ after he abandoned the Lord? That was 3. 3 times. Which disciple cut off the ear of the high priest's servant in an attempt to protect Jesus from being taken as a prisoner? Again, that is Peter. Number 5, after Jesus died, who did he send to help his followers? The answer is the Holy Spirit. Number 6, what happened in the temple as a sign that the death of Jesus made way for people to approach God? The veil was torn from top to bottom. Number 7, who were the two men who helped prepare the body of Christ for burial? One is said to have been a secret disciple, and the other secretly came to Jesus early in his ministry to ask questions. The answer is Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. Number 8, who was compelled to carry Jesus' cross behind him? That was Simon of Cyrene. Number 9, after Jesus' death, who took Jesus' body away with Pilate's permission? That was Joseph of Arimathea. And the last question, number 10, who was the first person to see the risen Christ? The answer is Mary Magdalene. So thank you all. May peace and mercy be with you on this day and always. Thank you, Ron. Back to you.
Thank you, Kimber. We all appreciated that. Okay, the order of the net is as follows. First, we'll have announcements, then we'll have check-ins, and online check-in confirmations, and then late check-ins and visitors. After that, I think we're going to skip the intelligence brief tonight. And then the Channel 3 project. Then after that, we'll close the net. Discussions and questions will be after that. Okay, first we'll have announcements. Ladies first, Karen 359, are you out there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Go ahead, Karen, loud and clear.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies listening out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. Many Resurrection Day blessings to all of you. WRJX 359, Karen, back to net control.
Thank you, Karen, and also thank you for the text that you sent me about the resurrection. That was impressive. I like that. Okay, Craig, 605, are you out there?
WIPJ 605.
Loud and clear, Craig. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ron. Connecting the community one radio at a time, IVARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club. Community education, activities, and technical assistance. Meeting every second Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. We have three nets, Monday night, 7 p.m., GMRS 462-600, PL 141.3, located on $8 Mountain. Then we do the Amron Channel 3 FRS, and then we do the Amron MERS Channel 3 project. We have a hamnet Wednesdays at 7 p.m., 146-420. Find us out more about us on ivark.org, ivark.org, proton.me, ivark Facebook. IVARC has received a $50,699 grant from the state of Oregon to build the IVARC Command Center. To find out more about the Command Center and to follow its progress, go to IVARC Command Center at YouTube. Thank you for doing that, Ron.
Yeah, great. Thank you for the old announcements. Interesting, interesting. Okay, how about Bob 572? I believe you've got an announcement.
Good evening, everybody. This is WRKF 572 Bob, and we're going to have another meet and greet in our backyard here, and you're all invited. Families, everything you can do, any of you to get together. It's a meet and greet. It's going to be potluck style, somewhere between roughly between 3 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't figured out what I'm going to smoke yet, but I'll smoke something. So bring something and have a good time. This is WRKF 572 Bob.
Want to advertise your address, Bob?
Yes, it's at In the Littered Road, 5. 5010 Littered Road.
Okay, and what day is that again?
I forgot to throw that in there. It's May 3rd. It's on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay, May 3rd on Saturday from 3 to 5 at the end of Leonard Road. Got it. Thank you. Are there any other announcements? Anybody else got an announcement they'd like to make?